some of the highlights were things like The Terminator, Aladdin, the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Because I was from the United Kingdom, they thought the word ninja was a little too mean for children, so they decided to call it hero instead. I personally preferred the Spanish version, which was Tortugas Ninja. That was much better. Then the last game I did was based on trying to get the video game industry and Hollywood to actually work together on something instead of licensing from each other to actually work. Like, Chris did ask me to bring some statistics with me, so I've done that. The video game industry in 2005 became a $29 billion business. It grows every year. Last year was the biggest year. By 2008, we're going to kick the butt of the music industry. By 2010, we're going to hit $42 billion. 43% of gamers are female, so there's a lot more female gamers than people are really aware. The average age of gamers, well, obviously it's for children, right? Well, no, actually it's 30 years old. And interestingly, the people who buy the most games are 37. So 37 is our target audience. All video games are violent. Of course, the newspapers love to beat on this, but 83% of games don't have any mature content whatsoever. So it's just not true. Online gaming statistics. I brought some stuff on World of Warcraft. It's 5.5 million players. It makes about 80 million bucks a month in subscriptions. It costs 50 bucks just to install it on your computer, making the publisher about another 275 million. The game cost about $80 million to make, so basically it pays for itself in about a month. A player in a game called Project Entropia actually bought his own island for $26,500. You have to remember that this is not a real island. He didn't actually buy anything, just some data. But he got great terms on it. This purchase included mining and hunting rights, ownership of all land on the island, and a castle with no furniture included. This market is now estimated at over $800 million annually. And what's interesting about it is the market was actually created by the gamers themselves. They found clever ways to trade items and to sell their accounts to each other so that they could make money while they were playing their games. I dove onto eBay a couple of days ago just to see what was going on, typed in World of Warcraft, got 6,000 items. I like this one the best, a level 60 warlock with lots of epics for $174,000. It's like that guy obviously had some pain while making it. So as far as popularity of games, what do you think these people are doing here? It turns out they're actually in Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles listening to the LA Philharmonic playing video game music. That's what the show looks like. You would expect it to be cheesy, but it's not. It's very, very epic and a very beautiful concert, and the people that went there absolutely loved it. What do you think these people are doing? They're actually bringing their computers so they can play games against each other, and this is happening in every city around the world. This is happening in your local cities, too. You're probably just not aware of it.